The word today is Trinity. Welcome to The Word Today with Pastor and Bible teacher Douglas Schrader. People often wonder what God is really like. The Bible describes God as being three persons in one God. The word used to describe this union is Trinity. It is difficult for us to understand because we are singular in our nature. God is superior and utterly different as the union of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is powerful and inspires awe of God. Here to share more about this amazing aspect of God's nature is Bible teacher Douglas Schrader on The Word Today, Trinity.
I hope that you're telling friends and relatives about The Word Today and sharing with them how they can hear the Word of God in their own language. The Word Today is heard in 76 languages around the world, and the Word of God is bringing joy to millions of people who are hearing the good news of Jesus Christ. Today I get to spend a few minutes with you talking about an amazing topic, and that is the Holy Trinity. The Trinity is the teaching that God's nature is three persons in one God. And that is unique. It's utterly distinct in the world of beliefs. And it's the backbone, so to speak, the thing that holds together God's character and his plan of salvation for us. And the more we learn about the Trinity, the more amazing God is, and the more worthy of our praise he deserves. In first moments of talking about the Trinity here, I want to define what the word Trinity or triune means. It means three in one. Now, some people who have attacked the doctrine, the teaching of the Trinity, say the word is not in the Bible, and it is true that the word triune or Trinity does not appear in the Bible. However, the word does accurately describe what the Bible and, frankly, what God himself teaches us about his nature. And we're going to look at some of those passages right now to see what does God say about himself and what do the apostles say about Jesus and God the Father and the Holy Spirit. The doctrine of the Trinity means that God exists in a perfect unity of three persons. Now, it sounds incomprehensible. It sounds impossible. And one of the reasons why this is an article of faith is because it goes beyond full comprehension. It's not an irrational thought. It's easy to catch the idea of three in one. In fact, various means have been used to illustrate the concept, such as the three-leafed clover or an apple, which has the skin, the flesh, and the seed. One of the best examples, I think, of a visual or an illustration of the Trinity is fire, which is flame, heat, and color, all in one thing. And so God is three persons, all in one God, triune, three in one. You know, there's matters of faith that go beyond our full comprehension, and that's why the book of Hebrews in chapter 11 starts off with the first verse saying that faith is the assurance of things not fully comprehended, being convinced of things that are not yet seen. Now, that's a paraphrase of what the verse says, but essentially it means we know some degree, but we don't know all of it. And so the Trinity is a matter that is received on faith. Let me explain the three roles that the three persons of the Trinity have. And we've seen this in the Bible. If you would read through the Bible or look at specific passages, there starts to be a division of roles or work that the Trinity does. God the Father takes the lead in creation, and he is also our preserver. Jesus, the Son, takes the lead in redemption. That means he took on human flesh to come down in order to suffer the pains of death on the cross and rise again in order to effect payment for our sins so that we might be righteous once again in God's eyes. He is also the intercessor, the one who is the go-between on behalf of the church, between sinners and between God the Father. The Holy Spirit enlightens people. His job is to bring individuals to faith through the preaching of the Word of God. And then he sanctifies, makes us holy, basically grows us in our faith. Now, we've been talking about this term Trinity and about the three persons of the Godhead. And one of the good questions that individuals should ask as they grow in faith is it supported in the Bible? Can we actually find this evidence for three persons of God in the Bible? And the answer is yes, there's quite a bit of evidence of this. I'm going to take us to one of my favorite passages about the Trinity, which is in John 20, and this is verses 19 through 23. Now, what makes it super good for me and why I love sharing it is because this takes place at the resurrection of Jesus. He literally issues forth the Holy Spirit to his followers at the resurrection day. It's right on the day that he rises from the dead. That's what makes it superb as an evidence of the Trinity. So let's take a look at John 20, starting at verse 19. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now, we could talk about a lot of things here, but I just want you to understand that all three persons of the Trinity are mentioned in this one moment. God the Father had sent Jesus. That's pretty well understood. Most people understand the idea that God the Father sent his Son to this world in order to accomplish our salvation. What's less understood is the role of the Holy Spirit, or how the Holy Spirit, this third person of the Trinity, fits in. And Jesus here says, "Receive the Holy Spirit." The Holy Spirit is more mysterious. This person of the Trinity is not as obvious as God the Father or Jesus, and yet he's every bit as important and real as a person of the Trinity. There are various evidences in the Bible that talk about the three persons of God. At the creation in Genesis, we see God the Father creating. Then in John chapter 1, the Gospel, John, it talks about all things were created through Jesus. It's very obvious. At the baptism of Jesus, all three persons are seen. God the Father is speaking from heaven. "This is my beloved Son." Jesus is there in the water. The Holy Spirit comes down and lights on Jesus in the form of a dove. In Acts chapter 5, regarding the Holy Spirit, a couple of individuals lie about their offerings, and Peter says, "How could you have lied to the Holy Spirit? You have not lied to men, but have lied to God. In the New Testament, we see that the Holy Spirit testifies about Jesus, helps us in our prayer, and it's possible to insult the Spirit of God. Truly, there's three persons that we're dealing with when we talk about the one true God. Now, there have been false teachings, errors, that have come out through the ages, and they started almost immediately, but they still continue today. Two of the biggest errors or false teachings regarding God and the Christian faith is, on the one hand, that there's only one person of God and that Jesus is a creature, an angel, or some highest form of creature that God made. Wrong, wrong, wrong. Jesus is equal to the Father, and the Spirit is equal to the Father and Jesus. Three persons in one God. On the other end of it, you have false teachings, errors, that talk about there being several gods, as though the Spirit and Jesus and the Father are multiple gods. When this gets applied in its worst form, it suggests that we can become a god like Jesus too. That is heresy. That is false teaching. There is only one true God. His form, we refer to him singularly, but the form of God is three persons in one God. You know, there's other references to the Trinity too in the writings of the apostles. In such books as Romans, Ephesians, Colossians, 1 Thessalonians, at the beginning of these books, Paul and even Peter does this in his first letter, refers to the three persons of the Godhead very early on in the letter. There'll be mention of God or the Father, there'll be mention of Jesus, and then there'll be a reference to the Spirit of God. Paul, in 2 Corinthians 13, has one of the most beautiful closings. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all. The Trinity is such a beautiful teaching of our faith in Christianity.
Thank you, Pastor Schrader, for your message today. We appreciate your helpful thoughts and biblical insight. And thank you, friends, for joining us for the Word today. We hope that you were blessed by the message. Did you know that you can find The Word Today on the web at thewordtoday.org? There you can listen to sermons and read responses from listeners from around the world. We would love to hear from you, so visit thewordtoday.org to write or send us an email. And if God moves you to send a gift to support The Word Today, you can do so by credit card at the website. Your free will offering helps this program stay on the air and allows us to add new languages and stations to proclaim God's Word around the world. There are no salaries or administrative costs at The Word Today, so all of your gift is used for spreading God's Word by radio and the web. The Word Today is heard in more than 50 languages worldwide, and as our ministry grows, we hope to add even more. One of our goals is to have The Word Today translated instantly into 20 languages and made available for streaming or download on thewordtoday.org. If you would like to give to support these efforts, please visit thewordtoday.org. That's thewordtoday.org. Each week at this time, The Word Today brings you a study on a word that applies Christian principles directly to your daily life. We hope that you will share this week's lesson with your friends and family, and that you will join us again next week for The Word Today.